Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson,
I'm a who that.
I'm a who that. Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Bucking on town, duck down. Falcons pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much to touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Look, like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
We're listening to the sports coma with BQ and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Shout out to the mighty Who Dat Nation, man. We in this thing representing the sports coma. Good to see y'all in this episode. Happy Memorial Day. And rest in power to our veterans out there. That's there, man. It's a Memorial Day weekend for the fam. Hope you guys have been productive and had a good Memorial weekend. But shout out to everybody, man. Appreciate y'all being in the stream. Much love to the fam. Elite, Pammit, good to see Pammit. Shout out to my queens out there. Good to see you. I see you, Pammit. Much love to you. What's up, Kay? Good to see KK in the building. Shout out to you. Appreciate you. The rest of my brothers in the stream as well. Poppy 504, OG Jerry. Brother Christopher's in his thing. What's up, Brother Tory? How you doing, sir? Appreciate you as always. Elite's in his thing. Good to see you. As well, appreciate each and every last one. And Young City 9, I see you, fam. Appreciate you as well. Much love to the fam. Appreciate you. English, thank you, sir. I'm chilling with you tonight, Q. Much props to you for being the real. Thank you, man. Appreciate you, fam. Much love to you, English. Thank you for the compliment, sir. All right. Big ups to everybody, man. Good to see y'all. Hope y'all having a pretty good, weekend is just about over, the holiday, as it were. But hope you guys had a fantastic time. Mr. Fire D, good to see you, fam. Pelicans, Nolan, and staying Watch Me Win Sports. Shout out to you, fam. Good to see you as well. Appreciate you as well. Big ups to everybody, man. Hope you guys are having a fantastic time. What's up, Tuck? Appreciate you, fam. Much love. for being in the stream. As always, fam, appreciate you. What's up, Brother Revolt? Brother Revolt, good to hear from you, man. Much love to Brother Revolt's in this thing. Hope everything going all right with you and the fam out there in Georgia. Brother Rose in this thing as well. Good to see everybody, man. Much love. All right, so, man, listen, I wanted to go over a few things with the family tonight. I wasn't going to hold you. I was watching some of the Boston and the Indiana matchup. I thought it'd be more of a competitive matchup, man, but my goodness, it has not been. The Western Conference or the Eastern Conference hasn't been very much to watch this year. I mean, teams have just been, you know, just pushing on it, moving on. So, you know, they making a fight of it right now. They might, one of these teams probably not going to get swept, but at the end, it's difficult to reverse the thing when you're down 3-0. That's pretty bad. But it isn't as bad as our Pelicans, who got wiped out in the first round. So at least these teams got as far as they've gotten. They can build on that into the future. All right, Bronze, good to see you. King Lodger, good to see you as well in this thing. Appreciate you. Fam, what I wanted to go over with y'all tonight in this thing was what's on screen. Mike Clay's 2024 NFL projection guide. Now, listen, Mike Clay's projection guide was pretty accurate last year insofar as it's predicting statistics, to be quite honest with you. And I'm going to show you, you know, I always like to do a little preference work. So I'm going to show you what his projection guide looked like last year for the Saints. And he actually projected the Saints to win 10 games last year. And that would have meant that the Saints would have gotten in the playoffs. But obviously, you know, we know what happened there. They did not. They fell a game short of the playoffs, right? But he picked them to win last year 10 games. To get in there. And a lot of statistics wasn't far off. I mean, he had some that were almost dead on. So his projections wasn't that bad, to be honest with you. Derek Carr, he had him at 38-59 with 23 touchdowns against 12 interceptions. The actual, if you look at some of the actual statistics that Derek Carr had, it was actually 38-78. And he had 25 touchdowns versus 8 interceptions. So, like I said, not bad projecting. He actually a little bit more, you know, 3 interceptions off here or there, but the yardage was almost spot on. And and that's difficult to do when you start in the season off. Now, of course, he had Derek Carr missing 2 games. Derek Carr didn't miss any games last year, although he should have been set down because the guy was really busted up pretty bad. But these projections, if you look at some of them, they weren't very bad. I mean, in terms of his statistics, his projections on stats, which a lot of people don't really do. That's why it's interesting to me that he did it. So this is 2024 statistics. If you go back to 2023, I'm saying, let me put that up again. Yeah, last year, 2023, he had 38-59, 23 touchdowns to 12 interceptions, and his actual mark was 38-78 with 25 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. So that wasn't bad. And of course, you know, this is what he had last year. Remember, this was done prior to the season. But, you know, you look at Alvin Kamara, he had him at 666 yards with 4 touchdowns. Of course, the mark for Alvin last year was 694 yards. And he had 5 touchdowns. So like I was saying, man, this little dude here either got a crystal ball or something up, but he was actually pretty damn good with his stat projection in terms of looking at the 2023 stats. So it wasn't bad. He had Jamal Williams at 649. Of course, Jamal Williams finished with 306 yards, so he was off on that. But some of the stuff that he was actually pretty damn good, his 2023 projections had Chris Olave with 77 catches, over 1,100 yards and 5 touchdowns. It actually turned out to be Chris Olave had 87 catches for 1,123 yards with 5 touchdowns. So as you can see, not bad projection on some of the higher up players that happened in terms of his projections. So it wasn't bad, to be honest with you. So he predicted last year that the Saints, he also has some of the score prediction here in the right corner there. He picked the Saints to have 10 wins and finish in the NFL rank at number 8. Of course, the Saints did not get what we thought they should have got. And like I said, they woefully underperformed last year. And like you said, showed up the offensive line. They showed some of that stuff. So it was really interesting to see some of the projections. So I'm going to share some of those projections with you guys tonight. Then we're going to bounce up out of here. Yeah, it's pretty difficult for you to make stat projections during a year. And I like a lot of this stuff ties to like fantasy football, stuff like that. But it wasn't, like I said, I was watching, looking at some of the stuff. I had to do some research on it. But the guy is not bad. He's not perfect, but he's actually pretty decent at doing this. So what's up, Dr. Drew? How you doing, sir? Nola, baby, Kevin, what's happening, bro? Good to see you. Dana, JT, much love to the fam. Appreciate y'all popping in. Hope y'all doing pretty good as well. OG says, Q, it might end up being Boston and Dallas in the NBA Finals next week. That's if Indiana and Minnesota don't wake up and win a game. Yeah, I think even if they win a game, OG, it's probably still going to be the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's incredibly difficult to, you know, rally three behind. You know, you got to take a game by game approach, and you need the team with the foot on the gas, like a Boston or a Dallas who've been playing really lights out, to kind of let up. I expect one of those teams to get a win, but I don't expect them to go all the way back. I think when you go three down, that's difficult to recover from. So it's been done before, but I don't think these teams will be able to do that. But like I said, the future is bright for both of them. They really stepped their games up. Minnesota did a wonderful job this year. They have a lot to be proud of. Dallas, I don't think a lot of people had Dallas coming out of the West in the Western Conference. Dallas made some trades to help Luka. Remember when the year started off, Luka Doncic was putting a lot of pressure on Dallas, Mark Cuban. I mean, well, Dallas organization, I don't think Cuban's still a guy now. I think he sold his share, but yeah, it was Jason Kidd had a lot of pressure because Luka was upset. He wanted to win. Boy, they nailed the Kyrie Irving trade. They got Daniel Gafford. You know, they picked up PJ from Charlotte. They did a bunch of really good things to help Dallas get where they are. And Minnesota did a bunch of stuff to get themselves together to the Rudy Gobert trade. Everybody's doing what they're doing. It's just if they can keep them guys together and they play together, boy, they could be something special. So, like I said, man, it's those are two tough teams, and the Pelicans have a lot of work to do once they play those guys next year. I promise you that much. All right, so big ups to the fam, Molly Mall, C-Bama, big ups to you. So anyway, let's jump into some of these projections, fam. Like I showed you a few things from last year's projection to show you how accurate this guy was off. He gave the Saints 10 wins, which was a win off this year in the 2024 New Orleans Saints projections. Stats and wins and losses, this is what he has here. And let me see if I can kind of superimpose it to get a little closer than what it is on some of this stuff so y'all don't have to squint y'all eyes to see it. All right, so in terms of the offense goals, you see this is his projections. Mike Clay of ESPN. Derek Carr, he got him playing 15 games. He got him playing 15 games, which means he more than likely saying he might miss a couple of games due to injury. He got him finished with 3,817 yards with 22 touchdowns against 11 interceptions. He got him getting sacked 33 times this year as well. And you can see him ranking Derek Carr as the 25th quarterback in terms of statistics in the league. Also, he lists people who he believes will make the team. So that's also another thing when you look at all of the projections. So it's roster, guys who make the roster, it's statistics, and it's also wins. So it's very in-depth. Most in-depth ones that I've seen. And like I said, the guy takes his time on this, and a lot of the stuff wasn't off. Like if you go and look at 2023, like I just did, it'll show you like the stats was like a little bit off here, a little bit off there, but right in around the same ballpark. So it was real interesting. So you got Derek Carr doing what he did. Nathan Peterman, he got him making the team. And then, of course, you look at the running backs, Alvin Kamara, Kendre Miller, Jamal Williams. He has Adam Prentice. And Jordan Mims, who's one of the practice squad runners, he got Kamara playing in 14 games, 8K41, 758 rushing yards with 5 touchdowns, and he has 66 catches for 484 yards and 2 touchdowns receiving the ball. Kendre Miller, 310 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns there. Jamal Williams, 341 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. So he has the Saints running back room over 1,400 yards on 347 carries for 9 touchdowns. So you can see that ranking system right there with AK not making the running attack, rushing 1,000 yards. Then you go to the wide receiver situation. You see Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, Bub Means, Cedric Wilson, A.T. Perry, and Equanimeous St. Brown as the guys he believes will make the team. And you can look at some of the statistics right there in terms of the receiving stats, that Chris Olave will finish with 86 catches for over 1,200 yards and 6 touchdowns. Very interesting. You see Rashid Shaheed getting 54 catches for 740 yards and 4 touchdowns. Bub Means, 28 catches for 18 catches from Bub for 208 yards and a score. And he got Cedric Wilson, 14 catches for 173 yards. So he got basically Bub Means as a third guy. So he got.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list: teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Bub Means stepping up ahead and becoming the third wide receiver, with Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed kind of shrinking Cedric Wilson down there, and A.T. Perry. You got A.T. Perry with 4 catches for 43 yards on the season. So he doesn't anticipate A.T. Perry having much of an impact in the wide receiver room, which it depends on A.T. Perry. A.T. Perry has the speed, the size to step up. Like I said, we know Olave and Rashid Shaheed. Bub Means is a really interesting wide receiver. His physicality, route running, he has a degree of speed too. Cedric Wilson is the veteran of the group, so where he sits at. But A.T. Perry is really the X factor there in terms of a lot of people like A.T. Perry. We like Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, and A.T. Perry. But can A.T. Perry seize the day? Can he kind of elevate his play per se and step up in that wide receiver room and take possession of the third position? Because it would be cool to see Chris Olave on one side, Rashid Shaheed A.T. Perry on the other, and Rashid in the slot. That would be pretty phenomenal, because A.T. Perry is not just a big guy. He also can run. He's pretty fast for a big guy. That's 6'3", 6'4", high point in the ball, had a lot of good positive plays last year. But usually when you come into the second year, there's that dreaded sophomore year where people tend to struggle. And then A.T. Perry is about to go through that. So we'll see if he can kind of make it out of that thing and seize the day, so to speak. All right, and then, of course, we go on to the tight end situation. You got Taysom listed as a tight end and used it as a flex player. But he has Taysom Hill, man. If you look at Taysom Hill's catches, 30 catches for Taysom on 40 targets for 271 yards and two touchdowns. Juwan Johnson, he had him hitting at about 45 catches this upcoming year with 506 with four touchdowns there. Foster Monroe getting 16 catches, 180 yards in the score. And he got Tommy Hodson making a team. Not every Dallin Hawker, who a lot of people anticipate, but he anticipate Tommy Hodson, one of the practice squad tight ends, to make the team. So, like I said, the tight end position, and it depends on, you know, because I really do think to a degree, Dallin Hawker can step up and make a way on this team based on if he could pick the system up. And the reason why I say that is because Taysom Hill role will switch. Like, you might see Taysom in that role, but somebody got to do Kyle Juszczyk role. Somebody has to do that Kyle Juszczyk role. And that was a question that we posed before the start of the season. Because if you go back and watch, I watched a lot of the 49ers offense under Kyle Shanahan. And Kyle Juszczyk is a big part of what they do. Like, he blocks for them. They slide him out to catch passes in goal line situations. They give him the ball. He's a tremendous blocker for their running back, Christian McCaffrey. So, I mean, the guy is called upon to do a lot. Like I said before, Kyle Juszczyk and Taysom Hill, if you compare the two, them guys are basically almost the same size. I mean, we've seen Taysom Hill play the fullback position before because he did it when he was blocking for Elvin Kamara. But Juszczyk, man, is he's a big part of what those guys do out there, man. And if we are going to run this style of system, we're going to need what he brings out here, you know, what that role represents. And I think we got a guy that can do that pretty good. Hold on. Give me just a second, fam. Let me pull up his card so you can see what I mean. Cause I've showed this before, but it's really something when you think about it. Hold on. Let me pull them both up and I'm going to just compare them because these guys are, give me just a second, fam. I'm going to pull them both up and do a comparison so y'all can see it real time what I'm talking about. Because, man, I was looking. I was like, wow, man, these damn guys. Hold on. These guys could really be like, you know, they could be. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull Taysom stuff up. But yeah, fam, it was. I'm like, wow, these guys are right around the same here. They're almost the same. They the same this, the same this, that, and the third. And it's really interesting to watch it. Now they got it listed. I know Taysom is heavier than 220. I've seen stuff where Taysom was like 225, 230. So, but this is, let me show you this before I'm gonna bounce back there. Kyle Juszczyk. Niners, he's the do everything for these guys. You know, he's 12 years in the game, 6'2", 235 pounds from Harvard, right? Big part of what the 49ers do. Opens up the stuff for McCaffrey to run and do everything he's supposed to do. Just a hell, I'll say Kyle Juszczyk is the best fullback in the NFL, in my opinion. He's just phenomenal. Does everything they do to a T. So you can see 6'2", 235. If we switch over to Taysom Hill, you can see Taysom is another guy. He's about, and Kyle's 30, well, I don't know how old he is. I think he's been in the game for 12 years, though. I don't see his age on there, but I know he's somewhere in his 30s, his early 30s. But 12 years in the game, 6'2", 235. You got Taysom 8 years in the game, 6'2". They got 221 here. I remember Taysom was at 225, but I would say between 225 and 230. So, you know, Taysom Hill could do that from BYU. Taysom Hill could do that. He was doing a lot of what, stuff that Kyle Juszczyk was doing. Basically, what I mean by this, like, if you go and watch a lot of the footage from Taysom Hill's performances last year, Taysom Hill was basically a player that was doing was getting the majority of his yardage from being a running back, basically. And what I mean a running back is when Taysom would be in the behind the center, you know, he would, the ball would be snapped to him and he'll turn into a running back. You know, we didn't see a lot of Taysom Hill last year throwing the football. I mean, let me pull up what we could pull up his statistics right here. Let me see if I can pull up his passing stats. He didn't pass much last year. Let me see if they can give me that right quick. His passing stats, Taysom ain't do very much passing last year for the Saints. He really didn't. Let me see here. I wonder if they can give me his passing stats. Okay, look, there you go. Six. He had 11 attempts, 6 out of 11. Right. All the times you've seen Taysom Hill back there trying to pass the ball, right? You've seen him back. That's what I was saying about family members, because they'll witness Taysom as a quarterback behind the center. But out of all those times, through all those games you've seen last year, Taysom was back there as a quarterback. He was 6 out of 11 for the entire season for 83 yards. That's right. Taysom had 83 yards passing the football last year. 83. He had one touchdown. He was 6 out of 11, 54.6% accuracy, 83 yards, one touchdown, 7.6 yards per throw. 6 out of 11. But if you look at the statistics, and we can do it right here, the bulk of his yardage came by way of him being a running back. If you look at, this is him rushing, his rushing statistics, 81 attempts for 401 yards. He averaged 5 yards a run, 2 rushes first down. That's 4 touchdowns that he had doing it like that, right? And it even goes further and shows you his receiving stats. He had 33 catches for 291 yards and 2 touchdowns. So as you can see, the bulk of his stats, like I said, came from him running the ball, not passing or catching, but running the ball. He was basically, in many cases, the Saints, depending on how you look at it, the second or third running back the Saints had. And he was just, Taysom's a force. So if Clint Kubiak can take Taysom Hill's game and kind of refine it to use it similar to a Kyle Juszczyk, it will be pretty fun to watch, because Taysom can do all that stuff. He's really a runner at heart. And most of those guys, those linebackers and those DBs, they don't want to tackle Taysom Hill. You can see it, because Taysom's violent. He loves the contact. Like, Taysom would take off, and Taysom's not no slow guy. Taysom is a very fast, he's an athlete. Even into his 30s, Taysom Hill running, he outruns the linebackers. He outruns most safeties. You got cornerbacks with good speed that chase him down. But those guys don't want to really engage Taysom Hill, because Taysom will lay into you. He will hit you. He will lower his shoulder. You know, Taysom ain't taking the sideline route easily. If he sees 2 tough yards there, he's going to lower his shoulder against that DB. Yes, that's what Taysom Hill does. And most, like I said, most of the time, he's difficult to cover. So if they could take advantage of that, I think the Saints might be all right with him in that role, right? So anyway, let's keep it going. Let's go back to this. And, you know, like I said, they're showing Taysom in terms of projection. They got him with 30 catches and not so much here. So when I was looking, I was like, okay, you got him catching the ball, but nothing in the running back room as a runner. And we know that's what he's going to get. We know he's going to be involved in the wide receiver room, because the running back room, he's going to do it. They're going to use him as a wide receiver. He's going to be a utility guy. He's going to be using the Kyle Juszczyk role. They're going to do all that stuff with Taysom Hill. But like I said, if they look at the tape and the statistics, you would understand that Taysom Hill gets his real yardage, the majority of his yardage, from running the ball as a runner, like I just showed you. All right, so anyway. Like I said, some stuff you can disagree on. Like I said, I think some of the projections that he made, he think Bub Means will have an 18 catch performance. And it's a big discrepancy between Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, and the third guy, right? And he has both Olave and Rashid Shaheed playing 15 games. But it's a big discrepancy on the third wide receiver and what he will get, you know. So it drops from 54, which is Rashid Shaheed, all the way down to 18 by Bub Means. I don't know if that's going to be the case, because and we can't say traditionally because Clint Kubiak's coming here. I expect Clint Kubiak to run the ball a lot, but I still expect one of the third wide receivers, whether it's Cedric Wilson or Bub Baines or whoever you want to put there. I think it'll be Cedric Wilson. Those guys will be the guys making the tough catches. And over a long season, I could see a guy like Ced Wilson catching like 40 catches, 42, 43 catches as a third wide receiver in that. I don't think he'll be 14 catches on 173 yards for one touchdown, and he played 15 games according to this man's projections. I don't agree about that. I don't agree about Tommy Hodson being the guy unless Hawker's hurt, because I really do think Dalen Hawker's the guy that's going to make this team. I really do, because you got to look at it. Juwan Johnson's coming up on a contract, another contract extension that's going to be coming due real soon. Taysom Hill is on the final year of his deal, and Foster Monroe has, you know, has some issues. He's a little older. So you need a guy in that like a Dalen Hooker, a Hawker, excuse me. That's a guy that's a athletic guy that reminds me a lot. Now, he said that he likes Travis Kelce. He likes George Kittles, which is great tight ends to mimic your game after. And that's where he mimics his game after. But when I watched the kid play, I was like, man, this dude reminds me of a younger, of a more athletic Jeremy Shockey. Like if you were, if you guys go back in your, and you remember your memory, because Jeremy Shockey's a guy, a tight end. They don't even talk about that much. They don't even talk about Jeremy Shockey no more. Like all of the fantastic tight ends that we remember playing, Jeremy Shockey was a beast with the Giants. He was like Travis Kelce before Kelce was there. Now Kelce is a just ridiculous. But Jeremy Shockey, they had Tony Gonzalez. You can't forget Tony Gonzalez and what he did. He was just awesome. But Jeremy Shockey was a guy that, as a Houdat, when he came from the Giants to the Saints, we loved his game because he had, you know, had this long hair. He played with physicality. He'd make the ball, he'd catch the ball, and he'd be talking mess and, you know, stuff like that. So we just love Jeremy Shockey's wild style. Well, this guy reminds me, his game reminds me, not saying that he's going to be Shockey, but when you watch the film of him, he kind of puts you in the mind a bit of a younger, young athletic Shockey, Jeremy Shockey. So hopefully that might be the case. Saints have done a wonderful job of finding some undrafted talent. Could Hawker be a guy that could be there? He'll most certainly have an opportunity if he could seize the day.
The Sports Comb is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
Give your home a beautiful makeover with flooring options from Menards. Update your room with flooring from Tarkett. From easy-to-install sheet vinyl, waterproof vinyl plank, to durable laminate flooring, Tarkett has the perfect style for you. Grovewood laminate flooring is stain, scratch, and dent resistant and designed with busy families in mind. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options in-store or on Menards.com for more great deals now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel. And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.